Hey, it's David Jennings here, and I wanted to answer the first question. It's a bit of a two-part question. The first part I'll answer is every client a great client? And the short answer is no. SEO used to work for everybody, but these days it's much more complex. And in more competitive landscapes, and when you're going up against big competition, the work required just to get traction can be quite a lot of work. Now, if you're a brand new startup, that equation might not make sense. It might actually make more sense to invest your marketing dollars into something else. So for that reason, you need to do the calculation, because on the flip side, SEO can provide great things to businesses where it makes sense. So what you want to have a look at is what the competition is up to. You want to have a look at what is it going to take to get traction in a market. What assets has the client already got? Understand their products and services. Understand how many of their products and services they need to sell just to reach break even on the spend for your services. And then that kind of helps you make a decision if it's going to make sense. So SEO these days doesn't work for everybody. When we consider that businesses have a limited marketing budget, and where should they allocate it? If you've got a brand new e-commerce website and you're going into a hyper-competitive niche, the amount of time and investment and capital that the business would need to make just to get traction means that they might not be able to sustain and hold their breath long enough before they get that ROI. And that assumes that the competition is standing still. So for that reason, you might say that SEO doesn't make sense. But on the flip side, for a more established business, it might. So anyway, hopefully that helps to explain that question in a bit more detail.